A couple of items in the news today. Some people think it's funny. They snicker and they chuckle and they go, they dismiss the idea that there is a spirit war going on right in front of us, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that we're right smack dab in the middle of it. And it may be one of the greatest spirit wars ever waged. excuse me. Still fighting this flu, folks. Forgive me. There's now evidence of this. Of course, there's evidence every day if you know what to look for, if you're keeping your eyes open and your prayer life is sound. But there's now some evidence of this that is almost laughable. But don't laugh at this, folks. Do not take this stuff seriously and be very, very afraid. I was reading from this book that Ryan Grant gave me. It's about exploring the spirit life. And I don't have it here in front of me, and I should know the author of it. He was a monk. And in one of the chapters, there's a chapter in there that cautions the religious on things that they should and should not do. And one of the things that they should not do is ever underestimate. Don't ever underestimate the enemy. Our host, Sunday Sermons with Steve Cunningham. Cunningham points this out on my Facebook page. If you're following me on Facebook, you'll see his comment there. I posted this, I published this last night. Let me get over to my page. Elle Magazine has this story. I'll just read you the headline. Are you going to cast a spell on Trump? Mr. Church, you're making that up. No, I'm not making it up. If you're standing, sit down. If you're driving, pull over. Those who don't like Donald Trump and the current Republican administration are mobilizing in all sorts of ways. They're speaking up in town halls and calling their representatives. They're organizing protests and demonstrations, and for the magically inclined, they're casting spells. Now, immediately, some people are going to snicker. They're going to think of green-faced women in black robes with pointed hats, broomsticks, and every other silly concoction. And you're going to do it. There's no such thing as witches, miniature. Miniature, miniature!
Take a pause and listen to this.
All right, well, I
got one ready for you. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, okay. This stuff is real. I don't know what form these Wiccans or these witches come in, but they do call upon the demons. And the demons are there to be called upon. And this is the point. Just as you and I pray to our guardian angels for protection, if you're Catholic, you might pray to your confirmation saint for intercession. You may choose a saint who is the patron saint of insert patron saint task here. And ask, for example, St. Anthony of Padua, for anyone who's lost something, can I pray for the intercession of St. Anthony of Padua? And just we rely upon the communion of saints. It's a beautiful thing to rely upon the communion of saints and to humble yourself and knowing that, hey, there is divine assistance available. We have to humble ourselves. We have to ask for it. And we have to have the faith that, yes, that humble assistance will be brought to bear. Not always to our will, but always to his will. You just bear that in mind. By the same token, the forces that were unleashed at the fall, folks, don't think that they can't appeal to the demons. The opposite, everything in the material world has an opposite. There's always something that's existing, and there's its opposite. For guardian angels, there were demons, fallen demons that followed Lucifer when he said, I will not serve. I'm not breaking any news here. They've been around since the fall, and they do have the same powers that the angels have. I know that I'm not going to say that the Damien movies and all that stuff, that they're reality TV shows that were turned into films or anything of the sort. But don't discount that evil is in this world, and it can be called upon, And there are men and there are women that will call upon it. And you got to believe that in the war for souls, that the demons are going to take every advantage, every opportunity they can. They're going to co-opt good people by making them think that they're talking to friendly spirits, when in fact they're not. You know, I suggest for anyone that doubts this, if you Google Father Chad Ripperger, R-I-P-P-E-R-G-E-R, is there an R in there or is it Ripperger? I think it's Ripperger. Census Traditium is his website. He has an entire, he is the one of the most foremost exorcists in North America. There's a very good chance, if heaven forfend, you need an exorcism, that Father Ripperger may be the consulting priest or may show up at your house. He's done thousands of exorcisms. He has an entire series, a mission that he did, several missions that were recorded on this very subject here. He can tell you what to avoid, what not to avoid, but don't mess with this stuff. And these people in this story that are messing with this stuff, heaven forfend. I mean, God help them. Seriously, I say that not blasphemously, figuratively speaking. God help them. But don't think that this stuff is not real and that it doesn't matter. Then just poo-poo and go like, oh, Minor Church, please! This is too far! Starting at midnight tonight, witches around the country are calling for a mass spell to be cast on Donald Trump every night of a waning crescent moon until he's driven from office. Now, I haven't gotten this photograph or this graphic image in the pile of prep here, but Christopher, you could see it from here, can't you? There's a poster. Witches, you see it? Witches, we need you. And then there's a witch, there's a female witch with a cloak, and there's all kind of, you can see the evil demon spirits, you see them?
I think we need to call the Winchesters.
I think we need to call the Winchesters. Hanging around here, she's over a crystal ball, she whatever these diabolically infused pathetic humans do. And then there's the banner underneath that says, a spell to bind Donald Trump and all those who abet him. That would mean me. If you're listening and you abet him and you assist him or you pray for him, by praying a decade of the rosary for him every day, that would mean I abet him.
But you're praying a rosary that combats the spell.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to get to that. And then underneath, mass ritual. Note the terminology. Mass. M-A-S at mass ritual. February 24, 2017, midnight Friday evening. And then I refuse to link to this woman because I took one look at her in her eyes and I went, that is just evil personified. Her name is Kitty Lemieux, and don't go to this page for it. Don't even let this in your home. Don't surf to the page. Take my word for it. I downloaded the graphic image. I'm going to put it in today's pile of prep. I did not link to Miss Lemieux. I only linked to the original story. Just be forewarned. Don't play around with this stuff. Minute Church, you sound like Alex Jones now. You lost it. That's it. I'm out of here. I'm going over to Glenn Beck. Good luck with that. Beck's not on yet. Ha, 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 ha. Kitty Lemieux tweets out, there are hashtags for this, hashtag bind Trump, hashtag magic resistance, hashtag February 24th. Her tweet, a spell to bind Donald Trump and those who abet him, February 24th, mass ritual. Until he's driven from office. And when you say driven from office, doesn't that sound diabolical? You're going to drive out the demons, right? Driven from office. Now, for those of you who remain on the fence that there was not some kind of divine assistance, especially given the fact that hundreds of thousands of Catholics and other Christians, there were Christians that joined Catholics in doing this. I noticed because people wrote to me and even told me, Mitter Church, I'm a Baptist. I don't know how to pray a rosary, but if it'll stop Hillary from being elected, I'll do it. Brother Andre Marie sent a couple of dozen rosaries out to some of our friends that are Protestant evangelical. And we all banded together and we prayed that we would be spared from the administration of Mrs. Clinton. And I believe that we were aided and abetted. Our lady did intervene. Well, make no mistake about it. These people mean business. And those demons are real, and they can be conjured, and they can be summoned. And believe me, you know the history of Donald Trump. He needs all the prayers that we can muster. So I say that we ought to unofficially kind of say at midnight tonight, if we're all up, and then during the day tomorrow, that we all ought to say prayers for the safety, the holy safety and integrity of the president. And that he be spared from these demonic hordes that are being called down by the hordes of Moloch against him. Now, for those of you that keep laughing and snickering and don't think that there is a war on for your soul and that we're not in the middle, right smack in the middle of it, what is this, a joke? Do you think this is funny? I amuse you? You think I'm funny? What, I amuse you? Seriously. Back to the story. By the by, I'd love to hear your commentary on this. Give me a call. It is a free phone Friday, after all. 844-527-8723. The spell was publicized by Michael M. Hughes, who told Elle magazine that it was tweaked from multiple spells he saw going around private witchcraft groups. He published it on Extra News Feed because he felt, quote, it would be very welcome to a lot of people, close quotes. It quickly spread, with events being formed around the country and support on social media. Hughes explained that he chose a binding spell because, quote, we're not wishing harm on anyone. You know what? This is the other part of the arrogance and the pride that's involved in this. You really think that this is not a movie. Do you really think that you get to invoke a demon that's fallen from heaven and is cursed to eternal fire and damnation and to never, no. To understand the fall correctly, you have to understand that those demons that fell one time and one time were in the beatific vision. They actually did see the unimaginable beauty and splendor that is God and the kingdom of God. They saw it. They were part of it until they said no. Part of their curse is they'll never get to gaze upon that beauty again. And if they can't gaze upon it, well, they don't want any other being. You and I are beings, our souls are beings. They don't want any other being to ever be able to gaze upon it again. That's why the war is on for our soul. You can believe it or not. You can yuck it up. You can laugh about it. I'm going to listen to Eddie in the Breakfast Place. Well, not what I wanted on a Friday morning, Mike. Thanks a lot, idiot. Or you can take this seriously because it does matter. And anyone that's had any experience with a family or a friend or anyone that has even remotely toyed with the idea, maybe we ought to get an exorcist. You know just how serious this stuff is. But do you really think that a demon or demons that are summoned, that they're going to listen to you because you called them up in a spell? It's not how it works. So you can say, oh, it's a harmless spell. Harmless to who? Of course they mean harm. That's why they do what they do, for harm. So I say that as preface to what Mr. Hughes says about his, oh no, our spell's going to be harmless. No, it's not. By definition, it's not going to be harmless. Hughes explained that he chose a binding spell because, quote, we're not wishing harm on anyone. We're just trying to stop the harm they're doing. It's not the equivalent of punching a Nazi in the face. It's the equivalent of tying him up and taking his bullhorn away. Close quote. Now, number one, calls president a Nazi. That's one. Number two, what have I been telling you since November the 9th? For those of you that listen to this show every day, thank you. For you that are, maybe we have some new listeners in our midst here today. We would be so blessed. Welcome aboard. Thank you for tuning us in on the, hopefully you've downloaded the app in the iTunes store or in the Android store. what have I been saying since November the 9th? Why the protest? Why the anger? Why the hysteria? And it hasn't ended. It hasn't abated. If anything, it grows a little bit every day. Why? Because what is it that these people that are going to pray these spells and these other progressives, these other people that have been visited by and I believe are currently occupied or at least guided by the hordes of Moloch, the hordes of Baphomet, the hordes of Lucifer, Satan, whoever you wish to assign them to. What do they fear they're going to lose? I mean, right here, this guy says it. We're the president, his administration, are doing harm. Okay, harm to who? Well, harm to demons that want to harvest souls. That's who. Harm to those that were harvesting so many souls through abortion, through the promotion of disordered sexual behavior, all the moral atrocities. I don't need to list them all. You know what they are. What have I told you? Why are they hysterical? Because they think they're about to lose. And what are they about to lose? The commission of mortal sins. And the endorsement of the American government that those sins can be committed. It's okay. It's fine. Fine to do it. Just don't get caught. The ritual itself is pretty standard magic working, binding Trump from doing harm to others and to himself, rather than asking forces to do harm to him. Again, you don't get a vote. These are demons. They don't take orders from you, you idiots. They are objects to represent the elements and to represent Trump himself. The tarot card of the tower. I don't even want to get into this, because if I repeat it, then someone else might repeat it. Read the story for yourself, but read it carefully. However, even for those who don't, the ritual can have meaning. Witches have gathered to create spells for social justice before, whether it was to hex convicted rapist Brock Turner or exorcise the Pentagon. How'd that work out? I don't think you guys exorcised the Pentagon. I think you possessed the Pentagon. Nice job. All those undeclared wars, all those acts of unjust war, bravo. Nice going, Wiccans. My feeling was people were feeling so helpless in the face of all this, said Hughes, who sees the ritual as much as anything as self-exorcism. You know, you see, now they wish to co-opt the language of the faithful and the language of the church in their diabolical activity. This is how you know, folks, this is how you know that there is one true God. And there is one institution that has defended the teaching of Christ for 2,000 years, and it's always under assault. And you get evidence of it right here. Use the mass. Of course they're going to use the mass. They're going to try and trample upon it. They're going to try to reverse the mass and pervert it. So many of us are overwhelmed by this guy's face, this energy. It's ever-present and beating a lot of us down. I see this as a way of people reclaiming their own power. It's not just about that we can stop him, but we can expunge him from ourselves. These people are just deluded, folks. Hughes also says that all are welcome, even those highly skeptical of magic. Quote, the real intention is just to get the energy focused at the same time as many people as possible. No matter how you approach it, it's still great to be a part of it. No, it's not, close quote. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number, 844-5-CRUSADE. This stuff is just... It's shocking, but it's not shocking. No one should be surprised by any of this. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you remember, and I'm going to ask you to go on memory here, because I don't have an answer to this. My answer is no, I don't remember, but I'll ask you. Do you remember at any time during the Bush administration where there was a call for the witches of the world to bind themselves together to cast spells to abet President Bush? I don't know. Maybe there was and I missed it. I don't recall it. Do you recall? I asked the same question, and I have to go back into my late teens and early 20s for President Reagan. Do you remember that? You know, look, we could throw the other presidents in if you want, for Obama or for President Clinton. I don't recall any of this. As a matter of fact, I don't recall there being a turn towards the dark forces. so as to thwart. I mean, look, we're in day 37, 36. No, today is day 37. Day 37 of the Trump administration. 37 days. And they've already resorted to seances. They've already, not seances, to spells and wickets. Wait, I wonder how many of them are going to be channeling things on Ouija boards tonight.